Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you out of the port city of Wilmington, North Carolina, every day, 365 days a year. I think we got this thing worked out. It's Friday morning. The lines are now open. It's Freedom Friday. This is your No Covers talk show. I might as well say it. This is Azalea Festival weekend in Wilmington, North Carolina. Snoop's in the house. Juan's in the house. Yeah, it's going to be a busy weekend. Got to stop the violence violent with 10th and Rankin this weekend. I think that's after the parade. Go over and check it out. A lot of activities going on. Should be a bustling weekend up in here in Wilmington. I can't get a report on the KRS-1 last night. I hope it went well for the brothers. I can't get out as much as I want to right now because I got a lot on my plate and I'm busy. But, you know, I will support. I will push everything, every program that's positive on this app. On this airwaves. I did a little change in the format this week. I hope I didn't upset everybody, but I brought the show back on Fridays at 7:30. So if you, for my morning folks, you still got Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Got that summer. The reason why I made some changes is because we're trying to go out for a large audience the rest of the year. I got my young people that, you know, they're going to school in the morning, but I need to reach them. So we moved the, if you notice, we moved the Tuesday night show to, No Cover 365, where we do our history on Tuesday. So I'm asking all the parents to get their young people around on Tuesday nights so that they can get those history lessons that we get every day that we need to send down to them. So I want to make sure that you get to send them down, so we're going to do a show every evening on that. So we'll be on that show every evening. Thank you, Monique, for tuning in. I see your little button right there. Thanks for that shout-out. Yeah, and we're going to go evening on Tuesday. We're on the show on Tuesday night. So Tuesday evenings, we're going to do that show for history. Thursday afternoons at 12 o'clock, that's our political show. And I'm doing it in the middle of the week because the politics is about to run, and we want to continue the ballot or the bullet. We're going to run that show into November. That's our Thursday show. Saturday night, we're bringing back the Swag Lounge. But you all that understand the swag sounds for socializing with a conscience. That's going to be my fun night. You know, come on out, get some good music. Just tune into the show. You can tune in anywhere. You know, anywhere you're at on this show, you can be in the mall and tune in to No Cover. That's what I love about this program. You know, you can be in the mall, walking down the street mall, and you put in 929-477-2308. Put it on your phone and listen to it while you're talking, while you're walking. Get out to the beach, 929-477-2308. And then Sundays, we're going to have our Sunday sermon. We're going back with the Sunday sermon on Sundays. And support us. Keep supporting No Covers. And keep supporting what we do here at No Covers. Freedom Friday. Message for this morning. Believe. 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 I want to add a little bit this morning from our scripture, if you don't mind, and I don't want to be preachy, but if you don't mind, I want to share with you all some of what I as a Muslim get, and I'm not trying to convert you, I just want to share with you. In our book, in the Quran, in Surah 23, our 23rd chapter of the Quran is called Al-Mu'minun, and that term means the believer, and it starts off clearly. It says, certainly, will the believers succeed? Some verses translated, surely the believers will succeed. The Arabic word that's for certainly and surely is called qad, Q-A-D if you transliterate it, but it's a qad, qad. And qad is like, in Arabic, qad is like an explanation point. I wrote this morning, it is a kind of hard to explain in Arabic. It's something added to a verb. We know that verb is an action word, but when qad in Arabic comes behind it, it's like stamp of approval. It's God stamping his approval that this has happened or will happen. You can bank on it. You can take it to the bank. So he says, qad. Qad. Certainly. Al-Fanina Mukminun. Certainly the believers will succeed. So when I read that, it gives us enough cover to say keep running. You know, how you always saying keep running, man? I'm tired. Keep running. Because certainly there is not a shadow of a doubt. I was explaining to a good friend last night, we will win. No matter what the enemy has against us, the believers, those that believe, will win. I get to that in a minute. Now, I was watching. I went to Redbox last night. I'm giving a little advertisement for Redbox. Because there is a movie that I picked up, and I've been wanting to see it. I understand now why Will Smith's wife was so upset. I didn't understand. This movie, Contusion. I didn't understand why she was so upset. But after watching the movie, I got upset. You mean to tell me that performance there did not grant him not only the nomination, but to take the trophy home? He brought this character so much to life. Oh, that's the, yeah, as Brother Franklin said, that's the new Denzel? Yes. I had to go research the brother. And if you go this weekend, do nothing else. Get this movie while it's at Redbox. Because I don't want you to slide and miss it 10 years later and say, I should have got that movie. Watch the movie. This man was born, placed in history and time for what it was he was to do. And when his time came, he reacted and did exactly what he was to do. Because he, as a believer, was surely to win. No matter what they put against him. Losing his baby, you know, losing his job, almost losing his career, his credibility. They came with everything to destroy this man. But he knew, and his wife especially knew, that he was born for this, that he would surely win. It's a translation to you today. Believe. Believe. The believer must believe that they will win. And you must believe that you're born to participate in this race and this winning process. You got to believe. You can't get anywhere if you don't believe that you can do it. You got to know it. You got to feel it. And they say you got to be about it. You got to believe that you were born for this moment, this hour, this time. This destiny is yours. It's time to reap what you sowed. All that your grandfather, your grandmother, your great-grandmother, all that they went through, it's your time to reap the harvest of what they sowed. Stop dwelling in the past. I got it. Oh, I used to do it, but I got it now, thank God. I got it now. Yeah, I need that past, but I'm not going to dwell back there. They paid the price so I can succeed, believe that I can win right now, not tomorrow. Right now is my time. And my time is locked dead, dead into God's plan and destiny. But you got to believe. If you don't believe, it, you're going to miss it. You're going to go through life saying, wish I could have, should have, if I did this, if I did that, if I just made this move, if I just made that move. You got to believe that your time is now. and that your time is your clock, that clock that you got ticking, that is aligned, that is not, it isn't stopped, that is aligned, it's correctly aligned with his time. Go watch the movie, please. His name even meant that his name said that if he knew, he had to tell. That's why I put a little bit of the card in there this morning. I can't know what I know about scripture and not share it with you. Then I can't succeed. How can I succeed knowing what I know? And then I got a listening on it that goes all over the world. I got a listening on it now that my shows are being showed in Gambia. And I don't share with you what this little brother from America got from the book. No, I have to share. If not, I don't succeed, because I have to believe that my life is built to do exactly what I'm doing right now. You got to believe that you got a mission and you got a part in this and what you're doing. You're working a little job, 9 to 5, that's fine. It's paying the bills. Yeah. Yeah, you got to go to work this morning. Some of us can go to work at night. Some of us, we got to go pay the bills. It's first of the month. We got to go get the groceries. Yes, I find a way. We got the family obligation. We got to do this. And we got to take the children out to parade and do all that. That's fine and well. But what about the mission that's only your mission that was given for these set of footprints, these fingertips, this fingerprint right there that's the only one in the world? What about that mission? What about what he assigned you to do? Is it cleaning up the church on Sunday morning? If that's your job, make sure you get there at 7 o'clock and do it. If it's making sure all the hymn books are in the pool, yeah, that's your job. If that's you, the custodian of the house, that's your job. And you make sure you do it well, because that's your mission. See, everybody can't have the same mission. I love sharing my relationship with my brother. Frankie's mission and my mission, his mission is his mission. And my mission is my mission. Can they support each other? Yes. But he has a job. I have a job. Tiba has a job. The next person has a job. Travis has a job where he's at. Everybody has a job to do. And if you assure, see, now we get to the point of the believers will surely win. I asked questions if you saw that post of who's a believer. Who and the definition, it says more next time. I'll get to that on the next subject. Who really is a believer? Who really believes, and what is the characteristics of a believer? I just can't say I believe and don't do anything. A believer has certain responsibilities and characteristics to perform in order to make them a believer to get the reward at the end of the day. A runner just can't go into a race and say, I'm going to sign up for the 100-yard dash and run and think he's going to outwin everybody else if he hasn't prepared. And then in the training, and then in the stretching, and then in the wind sprint, he's just going to go out there and think he's going to run a 9-something like everybody else. No, he's not. He's going to get fooled, fall out about the first 50 yards because he hasn't prepared himself. Same thing with a believer in this race. Must be prepared, must be conditioned, must be trained. And there is certain requirements. So you all that are interested in Tour 23, go back, and it says what the requirements are for a believer. And one of the first requirements, let me say this on a Friday morning, for those of us that are Muslim, is prayer. Belief in prayer. Prayer. I asked somebody, if you want to know if you're on the right course, if you want to know if you're doing it right, if you want to know if you're participating in the right process, ask him. He'll tell you. He ain't going to lie. He ain't never lied to me yet. All you got to do is stop for a second and ask, hey, am I doing this the right way? And most of the time, if you in tune, you ain't got to ask. If you're doing dirt, you already know you're doing dirt. Hey, it's Freedom Friday, y'all. Y'all got out there, have a good weekend. I ain't going to keep y'all all day. You know, y'all have a good weekend. Come on back in. Hey, if you got some comments, I'll stay on a little bit. If then I want to talk to the host, just press 1. We'll be here for a minute. But, hey, it's time to get busy. It's time to go to work. If I said enough, operate on what I say. If I didn't say enough, hey, get back with me next time. Send your inboxes in. Peace and blessing, y'all. Y'all have a good day.